Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I come to you from WAUK right here in southeastern Wisconsin. We got a brand new big old FM stick that you can hear us loud and clear almost anywhere you are here in southeastern Wisconsin. That station is 100.3 FM. Please tell all your friends about it and get them to tune in and participate. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. It is day 29 of the shutdown. Jack Hole Johnson continues to have his head buried in the sand, acting like, oh, there's nothing to see here, nothing for Congress to do as they tick into like the 80th day of their vacation out of the last 90. Hasn't brought the House back into session, won't swear in the newly elected Congresswoman from Arizona, despite an ever-changing, mysterious list of very suspicious reasons why he won't do that, when everybody knows there's just one reason why he won't do that: Epstein. But of course, as we always do, and as I like to do, let's remind ourselves who is ultimately responsible for this shutdown.
When the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the president of the United States. He's the one that has to get people together.
He's the one that has to get people together, which is difficult when you're in Asia, which is doubly difficult when the House is out of session. Yeah. And here is, of course, Mike Johnson saying other stupid things yesterday. Take a listen to this.
And that's why the polling continues to show that the approval of Republicans in Congress is rising with each passing day. And the Democrats, at the same time, Democrats in Congress have the lowest approval rating they have ever had since polling began, since recorded polling began on these metrics.
Mike. Nothing like a good cherry pick. Here is the actual most recent polling on the shutdown. By a 14% margin, Americans blame Donald Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown. That is up 4%. From last week, with independents overwhelmingly blaming Trump and the Republicans because it's their fault. They may have passed a continuing resolution, but they have no actual resolution to the healthcare Armageddon that is awaiting millions of Americans. A healthcare Armageddon that they themselves created when they passed the big, brutal bill to crush the middle class and benefit the billionaire bro club, most of whom are now cutting checks to Donald Trump for his ballroom. Isn't that weird how that works out? Tax breaks for you. Billionaires give me tens of millions of dollars for my big old vanity project. Weird. And here's the other actual polling statistic. 64% of Americans say Trump and Republicans should compromise on the Affordable Care Act subsidies. That's up 9% from last week. Mike Johnson's out-of-touchedness, I mean, we can refer back to the fact that he apparently had some, like, porn tracker on his kid's computer and phone, and then they would... It was very strange. Yeah. Mike Johnson. And his whining about all of this never seems to cease. This is here, again, he is the Speaker of the House, a title afforded to the majority party in the House. Here's him complaining about the fact that Republicans aren't actually in charge, despite holding both houses of Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court by margins. Listen to this.
The Democrats are required to open the government. They keep saying Republicans are in charge of government. We aren't, not in the Senate.
Yeah, they could go the nuclear option, get rid of the 60-vote threshold, and pass the sucker. Democrats are required to pass the budget or a continuing resolution. Then wouldn't that indicate that you probably should be negotiating with them about their single demand? And here's the thing. This whole, like, feigned concern about SNAP that's coming from Republicans. What a load of hooey. I didn't know you cared so much. Let's review their record on SNAP and emergency food assistance. The big brutal bill changed SNAP eligibility to boot children off of SNAP. The very thing that gets them free school meals. Yep, they want those kids booted off of SNAP. They have repeatedly attempted to raise the eligibility threshold for the community eligibility provision under SNAP, which allows high poverty schools to automatically offer free meals to all students. You know, when like 90% of the people that send their kids, the families that send their kids to your school are at or below the federal poverty level, you just give everybody something to eat because to learn, you probably need some food in your belly. Yeah, they want that gone. According to a Food and Research and Action Center analysis, this is going to cause 24,000 schools to lose eligibility and impact more than 12 million students. And on a state-by-state basis, 15 Republican states opted out of the federal summer EBT program known as Sunbucks, which provided low-income families with $120 to purchase groceries for each eligible school-age child over the summer. So no to those school lunches, no to feeding kids in the summer, and apparently now no to feeding America writ large. Charming, aren't they? When we come back, I am going to be joined by State Senator Sarah Kieski of Senate District 14. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Democrats' plan to bring to Wisconsinites an affordable Wisconsin. Nothing can be more important in these times when the MAGA Party has abandoned the middle class. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.